Deep within your being, under layers of conditioning and thought patterns, lies the truth of who you came here to be. This is Return to Radiance. I'm your host, Danielle Lagrange, and in these episodes, we will be deep diving into the new paradigm of leadership, energetics, healing, business, and more, as well as holding potent conversations around connecting deeply to your personal power and owning your truth. While I'm confident the discussions on this podcast have the power to change your life, these episodes are for information only and are in no way a substitute for individual medical, legal, or mental health advice. Welcome back to Return to Radiance. This episode was really inspired by a theme that I have been seeing all over the place lately. And it's something that I feel like we all fall into in one form or another. And it's a very unconscious thing that we tend to fall into. And that is the energy of obligation. It seems that as we go from having this new idea that we absolutely love and are so excited and passionate about, and we start to go into, okay, now it's time to make a business. How do I make a business? Then we start to move into looking at different business coaches online and taking in all of their content and all of their three quick tips for this or five quick tips for that or 10 mistakes to avoid if you want to sign clients, whatever it is, we start to seek out the information and then we start to see it in our Instagram feeds, on our Facebook, wherever you're getting your information. We start to see it on repeat coming up as we're looking for guidance on how to do the business thing. And what this does is over time, we become so bombarded with what other people think or with how other people have succeeded that we start to dampen our own inner guidance. We start to mute it out or drown it out. We start to seek that outer authority unconsciously more than we trust our inner authority. And we start to form beliefs about this is how I launch. This is how I do a group program. This is what I need to be successful. And there's so much that comes up around obligation that we start to lose sight of why we even started in the first place. We get so bombarded in how to market, how to message, how to sell, how to package an offer, what kinds of offers we can make, that we start to lose our own potency. We start to lose the spark that had us starting our businesses to begin with. Now, I'm not saying that hiring a business coach is not a good idea, but what I am saying is that there is a definite mindset fuckery that happens when we hire someone to teach us a strategy. And that is, I just paid so-and-so $3,000 or $5,000 or, you know, bought a couple $100 course, whatever it is. I just paid someone money to learn how to do this. So if I don't implement it, I'm letting myself down. I'm wasting my money. I'm, you know, not going to succeed. There's all these thoughts that subconsciously start to come up because we invested in a strategy. We invested to be taught how to do something. And it's not that information is inherently bad. But what does happen is we start to fall out of integrity with ourselves. And I don't mean this in a like shady kind of way. I just mean there is what our soul is calling us to do. There's what our intuition is guiding us to do. There's what feels expansive and fun and playful And that's the energy of like that new business, right? That new passion project, that new thing that you're so excited about. And when we start to lose that or disconnect from that, or better yet, the way to identify it once you've already invested in the programs is feeling really overwhelmed or constricted or feeling like you have to do a lot of work to get your business off the ground. Whatever it is, we start to repeat these patterns and beliefs on an unconscious level. And that actually hinders us and it takes us away from our inner guidance. And over time, when we implement the strategies and they don't work because they don't feel aligned for us, but we feel like it's what we need to do, we feel that obligation energy, we start to resent our businesses. We start to resent sometimes our clients or the lack of clients. We start to resent like our Instagram community. Whatever it is, it invites in all of this funky energy around building a business and around your ability to build a business. Because if this strategy isn't working, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. This is why at this point in time, it does not feel aligned to make a business program, because I don't want to throw strategies at people as much as I may know strategies. I don't want to throw strategies at people that are going to lead them further off of their path and further away from their passion. There are a million and one ways to be successful in business. And the way that we do business is changing at this point in time. It is changing every single day. People are buying differently. And yes, you can use buyer's psychology. You can use the right kind of content to convert and templates and stuff like that. And that's fantastic. But really, at the end of the day, to be in complete integrity and alignment with your business structure that you want to create, you need to be able to trust yourself over these gurus and experts. And it's easier to do that when you choose to limit the input and just create awareness around where you're absorbing things. Even if it's just mindlessly scrolling Instagram, where are you absorbing things that aren't actually serving you? Because these things are being imprinted on your subconscious and they're actually impacting your behavior and creating obligation energy in your business without you even necessarily realizing. And this is why it's so important as a spiritual entrepreneur, healer, leader, whoever you are, it is so important that if you are heart-centered and soul-led, you are working with someone who gets it and that isn't going to just put you in the same old structure that works for everybody else. I was on a call today facilitating a group call for my mentor. And two of the girls that I was coaching, both said things around feeling like they have to do things a certain way, feeling like they have to structure their business the way that they see everybody else doing it, feeling like the offers have to be like how everyone else does it, feeling like they have to continue to do the things that they did in the very beginning when they didn't have that many clients and like overgive and stuff like that. There was so much obligation energy coming up around that. It was so beautiful to hold the space to not only vocalize those feelings and what wasn't working for them, but to also facilitate the unraveling and the healing of that. Because at the end of the day, you quit your corporate job to be free. Freedom is the ultimate feeling of abundance for so many people that I talk to in a day. It is the freedom, the time freedom, the sovereignty over every decision in their life. And we honor that by really looking at, where do I feel like I have to do things? Where am I creating resistance for myself? Is it that I feel like I need to do sales calls? Is it that I feel like I need to do a certain strategy? Is it that I feel like I have to be on Instagram or I have to be on Facebook, even if I don't like the vibe? For me, a big one was feeling like I had to have a Facebook group. Oh my goodness, I resented that group. I couldn't stand it. So I walked away from it, and then I took another program that said that I needed a Facebook group, or not that I needed one, but that it's highly recommended in the strategy. And so I reactivated it, and that lasted like 3 weeks, maybe. And then I archived it and I moved my community over to Telegram. You do not have to do anything that doesn't feel good. And you know what happened when I migrated from Facebook to Telegram? So I had had my Facebook group for probably almost a year, and there were around 300 people in it. When I started my Telegram, I had 40 people within the first week. And it's continuing to grow, and I don't even advertise it. I have a link up on my link tree, and that's it. And I just go in there, and it feels like texting a friend, and it's so fun and it's so easy, and I can drop little voice notes and little inspirations. It's incredible, and I love it. And I promise you that whatever you love is going to love you back. Whatever you feel fuels you is going to also fuel the abundance that you're looking for and the stream of clients that you're looking for. So it's really about calling into question everything that you're doing out of obligation. Where are you leaking your energy into obligation? And how can you shift it or change it or shake up the energy or completely release it to feel more expansive, to feel lighter? So a couple of journal prompts to explore with this episode. Number one is just listing out all of the things that you are doing out of obligation. What do you feel like you have to do to sign clients, to make money, to build your business, to be successful? List them all out. Number two, what is something that I've been wanting to try that's been kind of piquing my interest, but that I just haven't said yes to because I don't think it'll work, or because I don't know if I have enough to say, or because I've never seen anybody else do it before? With my Telegram community, that limiting belief was that nobody's on Telegram. And that might be true, but your people will follow you where you go. Your community, the people who really resonate, will go anywhere you go. So how can you anchor into that just a little bit more today? And number three is, where am I not trusting the calls of my intuition? What am I curious about that I haven't let myself explore because it feels scary? Let your intuition come through. Spend some time with these questions, thinking them over, feeling them over, stream of consciousness writing. I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you'd take a moment to download a couple episodes and rate the show to help it reach more like-minded leaders. If you love today's discussion and decide to share it, be sure to tag me on Instagram @RadiantSoulCoach to help expand the ripple effect of this podcast.